Welcome to the Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast with your host, Lisa Dorn.
Welcome, beautiful souls, to another empowering episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. I'm your host, Lisa, a passionate life, wellness, and transformation coach, and I am here to guide you as we navigate the depths of our aspirations and unleash the radiant power within. But before we dive in, let's take a quick moment to express thanks and gratitude to our sponsor, Podcast Like a Mother. Because let's face it, life is too short to be stuck behind a desk all day. Podcasting should be easy and accessible right from your cell phone. With Podcast Like a Mother's podcast creation course, you will learn how to effortlessly capture your stories, leave a legacy, and inspire others, all while living your best life. Head to the show notes to learn more. And speaking of creating a legacy and empowering communities, I am so excited about this one. I'm thrilled to share with you an exciting affiliate with you, and it's digital marketing. I have been looking for years for a digital marketing platform that teaches me how to do it step by step. So in this program, you can learn how to start an online business with a proven blueprint, 100% profit, daily pay, and a path to recurring income. Whether you are tired of feeling stuck in your job, longing to make extra income from home, yearning to follow your dreams, this step-by-step program and opportunity offers you the freedom and flexibility to work from anywhere, right from your phone. Even $300 a week can make a huge difference for some families, but the income opportunity is unlimited. Check out the link in the show notes and let's build a legacy together. DM me on Instagram or on my website, and I will get you the free 10K in 30 days PDF. I'm also incredibly thrilled to invite you to Forgiveness, Breaking the Cycle of Unresolved Pain, my dynamic digital course aimed at guiding you toward transformation and freedom. As the founder of Change Your Life with Lisa Coaching and the host of Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast, I have dedicated myself to helping others navigate personal growth. Forgiveness to me is the key to unlocking boundless possibilities and profound fulfillment. Shedding the weight of anger and resentment for a future filled with peace and love. Throughout the course, we will dive into powerful techniques and strategies to release the past and embrace the radiant future that you deserve. I'll be your partner and your guide, and I will offer support and encouragement every single step of the way. And my podcast will also serve as a source of inspiration and wisdom on your journey. So, are you ready to embark on this journey of healing and forgiveness? Let's dive in together. Get your freebie below. Now, grab a cup of coffee, settle into your comfy chair, and let's dive into today's episode. We will explore the transformative power of energy, the importance of nurturing vulnerability, and how aligning with our authentic selves can lead to boundless growth and fulfillment. So let's ignite our inner radiance and embark on this journey of self-discovery together. Can you believe it? We are celebrating our 60th episode on Unleash Your Inner Radiance today. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I just cannot even believe that I'm at 60 episodes. It has been such an incredible journey, and I can't help but reflect on all of the incredible support and encouragement I have received from each and every one of you. 7 months ago, I stood face to face with fear and launched this podcast. And here we are, 750 downloads, 60 episodes, and I'm just basking in the glow of our collective success. Your feedback and your reviews and unwavering support have truly made this podcast what it is today. And for that, I am endlessly grateful. You have no idea. I just am so incredibly thrilled. For the milestone episode, I kind of wanted to dive in today to a topic that has really been on my mind lately. Cultural obsession with achievement and external success. It's a topic that, you know, it really affects all of us. It shapes our perceptions of ourselves and the world around us. Have you ever felt like you are constantly chasing external validation, only to realize that it never quite brings the fulfillment that you seek? Do you ever sit and scroll endlessly on Facebook thinking, wow, how is she doing that? Or how are they doing that? Or, oh, don't they look happy? Then you post something and it's all about the likes and the comments. That's what I'm kind of talking about, because it doesn't matter how many likes or comments we get. It still doesn't bring you the fulfillment that you seek. So I want to explore the differences today between self-confidence and self-worth. And this will make sense in a little bit. As a life and wellness coach, I have really come to understand that while self-confidence often comes from our achievements and our abilities, our true self-worth stems from recognizing our inherent value as a human being, independent of the external factors, independent of the likes and the hearts and the comments on Facebook. It comes from self-worth is something we're born with, right? And depending on the childhood that you had, at some point we kind of lose that self-worth. Maybe it's you raised your hand in class and a teacher made fun of you for the answer that you had, or maybe your friends made fun of you. There was a time back when you were a child that something happened that made you waver in your self-worth. And then it just gets compounded as you're growing up. Self-confidence, people can have all the self-confidence in the world, but they may not have the self-worth to support it, right? So if everything's going great for you and you have all the confidence in the world and you fail at something, it's going to knock you back. But if you have the self-worth to say, you know what, I'm worthy of this, and this was meant to be, and any success I have is success, right? If you get knocked on your butt, if you have good self-worth, it's not going to really waver you much. So it's self-worth is something that comes from deep inside of you. And it is something that you were born with and may have lost, but we can build it back again. So let's help you find your unwavering self-worth.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you ever find yourself tossing and turning, struggling to escape the chaos in your mind when it is time to finally hit the hay? Trust me, I have been there too. But then I discovered these Heavenly Rest gummies, and oh boy, they have transformed my nights. Let me share a little secret that has been a total game changer for me. Ula Rest PM Gummies. The magic happens with a blend of watermelon lavender flavor that's just divine, featuring ashwagandha to calm the mind, L-theanine for that serene boost of serotonin, and a sprinkle of melatonin for a healthy sleep cycle. It's like a lullaby for your soul. I used to battle with my brain going into overdrive at bedtime, and my sleep patterns were a roller coaster. Hours to fall asleep and waking up like a nocturnal creature. It was exhausting, but not anymore, thanks to Ula Rest PM Gummies. This is self-care simplified, my friends. Quality sleep is the key to unlocking the absolute best version of yourself, paving the way to conquer your goals. Give your mind and body the rest they deserve, because trust me, a well-rested you is a powerhouse. So if you are ready to upgrade your sleep game and transform your nights, head over to myula.ulalife.com/Lisa Dorn and let the Ula magic unfold. Here's to stress relief, relaxation, and the most restorative sleep of your life. Sweet dreams, beautiful souls. Going back to true fulfillment for a minute. True fulfillment, in my opinion, is about finding joy in purpose. And that joy and purpose have to resonate so deeply within you, regardless of your external circumstances. It's about living authentically, aligning your actions with your values, and nurturing the meaningful connections within ourselves and others. What are your values? Do you know what they are? Are you living authentically? Or are you living to how your friends want you to be? Are you being yourself? Because I'd really like you to live authentically and align with your actions and your values so that you can find true fulfillment. As we continue to grow and evolve, I'm thinking that your understanding of fulfillment may shift and change. It could involve personal growth, which I have been on a huge personal growth journey for the last 3 years. Huge personal growth journey. And I think that I now have more meaningful connections. I am more my authentic self, although I am working on it. And, you know, personal growth doesn't really have an end game, because you always want to be learning and growing, right? Because if I'm not learning and growing, then I have nothing new to share with you, right? And that would just be weird. But contributing to the well-being of others and pursuing your passions and finding joy in everyday moments. That's what I'm talking about. Because ultimately, it is about finding peace and contentment within ourselves, no matter what life throws our way. We want to build our self-worth up so it doesn't even waver. So let's dive into the transformative power of changing our relationships with rejection and failure, and how it can profoundly impact our self-worth and ultimately our entire lives. But if you have a strong self-worth, the rejection and failure are going to seem like stepping stones for growth. It's like, oh, okay, well, I failed at that. What's next, right? What did I learn from that? Because that's really what we want to do. We want to build our self-worth so strong that the rejection and failure, okay, I failed. How can I do it better? Why did I fail? Okay, I'll do that next time. But a lot of us live by our ego. We have a fear of rejection and failure. That is something I have. And it's something that a lot of people grapple with, including me. I have fear of rejection and fear of failure, and I still have problems with putting myself out there because I'm afraid somebody's going to judge me. And why should I care? You know what? If they don't like what I'm doing, they're not meant to be with me, right? It's just something that we just really need to all deal with. And what I find it does is it holds me back from taking risks and pursuing dreams. And I'm getting to the point where, dang it, I want to pursue my dreams. And in order to do that, I have to take risks. And so that fear that is lurking in the shadows, I just want to say, nope, you just wait back there, right? Because fear is our ego, and our ego wants to protect us, right? Well, I'm not going to fall off of a bridge. Oh, wait, I already did that. But, you know, nothing's going to happen to me. I'm not going to die if I try something, right? I'm not. It's just a fear. Fear is for falling. I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to fall. Personally, the fear has cast shadows over various areas of my life. And it affects, you know, not just one or two, but really all aspects. And again, we have that thing inside of us that tries to protect us from taking chances, from being judged, from having fear, from having failure, right? We don't want you to be a failure. But it's, you know, it just is what it is. So I kind of want to share a little story from my own journey. For the longest time, the fear of failure and concern about what others think kept me playing small. Now, I'm not saying that it still isn't doing it, because there's still things where I'm like, oh, I should have done that. Oh, somebody might judge that, right? If I know what I'm doing is right, and I know what I'm doing is impacting somebody, what do I care about the people who don't like what I'm saying? Right? Because as a budding podcaster and coach, I find myself hesitating to fully embrace my vision. And what I want to create in the community that I want to create. And it makes me hesitate sometimes to share my voice. Because the fear of judgment and the nagging sense of inadequacy, like, am I good enough? Or who are you to have a podcast where you tell people about stuff? Who are you, right? That held me back for 2 years, because for 2 years, I wanted to start a podcast. So just imagine if I had started this 2 years ago, where I'd be. So that was me standing there in August going, okay, so you've now wanted to do this for 2 years. And if you don't do it, it'll be another year before you say, oh, I should have done that. Or this free course comes up about podcasting, right? And you're like, oh, I should have done that, because now I would have started 3 years ago. So that's what it was. I sat there on August 20th and I recorded probably 15 episodes. No, I didn't record 15 episodes. It took me 15 tries to record my trailer. That's what it did. And the fear of judgment and the nagging sense of inadequacy held me back for 2 years, leading to self-sabotage and plenty of missed opportunities, I am sure. I realized that this pattern that I've been in for 2 years, the pattern of me playing small, wasn't just limiting my potential as a podcaster, even though I didn't have a podcast at that point, or a coach. It was seeping into every facet of my life, from my fitness goals to my financial aspirations, from my relationships with my family, my friends, to my career, my ambitions. Fear of failure was a constant companion, and not a good one. Always whispering doubts and insecurities in my ear. That little dude sitting on my shoulder going, no, you can't do this. No, you're not good enough. No, sit down and be quiet, right? But here's the thing. I have come to understand that the fear of failure is just that. It's a fear. It's not a reflection of my worth or my capabilities. So by changing my perspective and embracing failure as a natural part of my growth, because if you don't fail, you're not going to grow. It's the moments you fail. Those are the moments that you grow the most. So I've started to shift my relationship with rejection and failure. And you can do that too. Instead of seeing them as roadblocks, I now look at them as stepping stones or big boulders, mountains, on a path to success. Because each setback is an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to become more resilient. And as I've embraced this mindset shift, I've begun to see profound changes in my life. And I know you can too. I've started taking bolder risks in my career. I started this podcast. I created my first digital forgiveness course because forgiveness is the foundation for transformation. I've launched new projects with confidence and conviction. I have deepened my connections with others. I'm trying, and it's hard, to let go of the need for external validation. But I am embracing being more authentic because that's actually kind of fun. And most importantly, I've begun to cultivate a sense of unwavering self-worth that transcends external achievements. I'm still working on the self-worth thing. So, you know, I'm reading Worthy. And if you have not read Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima, I highly recommend it. Oh my goodness. But as before, let's get back to this. As we explore the seven key areas of life that have been affected and, you know, can be affected in a good way and a bad way, you know, your fitness, your finance, your family, your career, your faith, friendship, and fun, because we all need to have fun, right? We all need to have friends, right? I really encourage you to reflect on your own relationship with rejection and failure. How have these fears held you back in the past? And more importantly, how can you begin to rewrite your story and step into your full potential? Let's address the fear of what others might say or think let's put it this way. What fear do you have as you embark on your journey of personal growth and transformation? Because I know that fear can be paralyzing because it's unknown, right? That paralyzing fear keeps you stuck in your comfort zones. And it prevents you from fully embracing your true potential. I do know firsthand how incredibly daunting it can be to step into the spotlight, to share your vulnerabilities and successes with the world. Because right now I am on a journey of being more authentic and growing and just finding things to put out to you guys that help you grow. Even if it's only one thing you get out of my podcast episode that you listen to, I just want nuggets, many, many nuggets for you guys. because I don't want you guys to have that nagging voice in the back of your mind, whispering doubts and insecurities. Mine rears its little head every now and then. You know, what will they think? Will they judge me? Will they understand? No, darn it. I want them to see how I have transformed, how I have grown. And I want them to step back and go, wow, what did she do? And I want some of that. Because here's the thing. Our journey is our own. Your journey is your own. Yours alone to walk. We owe it to ourselves to step boldly into our power, to embrace our unique gifts and talents, because you do have unique gifts and talents, and to live a life of purpose and passion. And yes, that might mean stepping outside of your comfort zone, risking criticism or judgment from others. But here's the beautiful part. By allowing others to witness your growth and transformation, we not only empower ourselves, and you will not only empower yourself, but you will also inspire those around you to do the same. That's what I'm hoping anyway. That's my plan, is to empower myself enough to show my transformation, to inspire everyone around me to do the same. We become beacons of possibility. So showing others what's possible when you dare to dream, when we dare to take action, when we dare to become who we were meant to be. So let them watch. Let them watch as you grow and evolve. Let them watch as you step into your power. Embrace your true essence. Let them watch as you change your life for the better, as you start living a purpose-driven life that lights you up from the inside out. And remember that you are not alone on this journey. Surround yourself with community, a community of support, with people who uplift you and encourage you to be your absolute best self. Because why would you want friends who don't want you to be your best self? Together, we can create a world where fear is replaced by courage, where doubt is replaced by belief, and where each and every one of us is free to shine brightly, illuminating the path for other people to follow you. So go ahead, dear listeners, embrace your journey, embrace your truth, and let your inner radiance shine. Remember, this journey towards self-worth, self-confidence, resilience is ongoing. There's no end. You never want to stop growing. There's always another book to read or another podcast to listen to where you're going to learn nuggets. And I hope you are learning nuggets and getting nuggets from my podcast episodes. It's not about achieving perfection, because my perfection is actually a hindrance, or about never experiencing failure. Because what is failure? It's your stepping stones. Failure is where you get your most growth. It's about embracing the process, embracing our inherent worthiness, and unleashing our inner radiance, one step at a time. As we come to the end of this episode, I want to take a moment to express my gratitude to each and every one of you who has joined me on this journey. I just cannot thank you guys all enough. And I hope that every day that you listen, you get at least one nugget out of each of my episodes. I would really like some feedback, though, because I'd really like you guys to tell me what you want me to talk about. But back to this. I know that vulnerability isn't easy. It is really scary to open up, to share our fears and our insecurities with the world. But it truly is in those moments of vulnerability that we find our strength, resilience, and end up making our deepest connections. It's kind of weird how that all works. So thank you today for allowing me to be vulnerable with you, for letting me create a space where we can show up as our authentic selves. Imperfections and all, mumblings and all, because together we are rewriting the narrative, challenging the status quo, and paving a way for a world where vulnerability is celebrated, not shunned. As we continue this journey of self-discovery and growth, please remember that you are never alone. Please reach out to your community. Because lean on your support system. If you need a community, let me know. And know that you are worthy of love, of belonging, and of all the goodness that life has to offer. Until next time, dear friends, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and unleashing your inner radiance. And as always, remember, you are enough just as you are. Here are three takeaways from this episode. One, embrace vulnerability. Fear of rejection and failure often seem to stem from fear of vulnerability. But by embracing vulnerability and sharing your authentic self with the world, we can create a space for growth, connection, and true fulfillment. Two, shift your perspective on failure. Instead of seeing failure as a roadblock, view it as a stepping stone on the path to success. Every setback is truly an opportunity to learn, grow, and become more resilient. By changing our relationships with failure, we can cultivate a sense of self-worth that transcends external achievements. Three, live your truth. Don't let the fear of what others might say or think hold you back from living your purpose-driven life. Allow others to witness your growth and your transformation and empower them to do the same, kind of like I'm doing to you guys. Step boldly into your power. Embrace your unique gifts that God has given you. And let your inner radiance shine brightly for all to see. When you are wondering what comes next.
it's time.